bottom of Yudam Abayz. Right, the last line? That's what we got up to. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak pasachol pischol ahay parshas mihacha. So Dimi bar Yitzchak, he would start off his drashas on Megillah with this pasuk. Ki avodim anachnu uvavaydeseinu lo yozavnu alekenu vayetaleinu chesed lefnei malchim poras. Emosai bizman haman. When did he put on us a chesed? When did he put on us a chesed lefnei malchim poras? That's the times of Haman. Rav Chanina bar Papa pasuk la pischol ahay parshas mihacha. He would start from this pasuk. Her kafta enosh l'reishenu banu b'maish b'esh u'v'mayim. When people tried to rule over us, we came into esh and mayim. B'esh b'meinu Nebuchadnezzar. That's referring to Nebuchadnezzar, that he put us into a kivshon esh. And b'mayim b'mei parei. That's when Pari tell everybody that they had to throw their babies into the water. The rest of the pasuk says, and they took us out to freedom. That was Bimei Haman. So he would start off with this pasuk. Zocher chazdei v'munase leveis Yisrael. Ro kol afsei oretz eis Yeshua salakeinu. Emasai ro kol afsei oretz eis Yeshua salakeinu. When did everyone see the Yeshua of Hashem? Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. It's referring to Mordechai and Esther's. Nice, the Ma'aseh Megillah. Rish Lakish pasuk la pisuk la parshas mehachar. Rish Lakish would start from this pasuk. Ari noyim v'doiv shaykeik. Moishel Rasha al am dal. This Rasha would rule over this am dal, this weak nation. Ari noyim. Who's the Ari? Zeh Nebuchadnezzar. That's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha. Tafsivba, alei arye misoivkai, misoivkai, which is misubchai. This is referring to the arye went up, that's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Doiv shaykeik, what's about the bear? Zachashverish. That's referring to the Achashverish. Tafsivba, it says about Achashverish, va'aru cheva achari, achari. Okay. Sinyana Damya Ladaiv. In this pasuk, you see, Achashverosh is similar to Daiv. Vitanir of Yosef, Elu Parsim. This is actually referring to the Parsim, Persian. Sha'ichlin v'shoisim kadaiv. They eat and drink like a bear. Musuvil and Basar kadaiv. And they're covered with Basar. With, I don't know, fat. Like a Daiv. Umagadlam Sayer Kadaiv, and they also grow here like a daiv. Vayanlah Menucha Kadaiv, and they don't have any comfort. No Menucha. Just like a beer. Maishal Rasha, and what's Maishal Rasha referring to? Zeh Haman. Al Am Dal, the rest of the pasuk says, Al Am Dal, Eli Yisrael. Shehim Dalin Mina Mitzvahs. That this is referring to Israel, that they were poor from mitzvahs. That's what caused Haman to get into power and put out the gzeirah, was because they were poor from mitzvahs. They weren't doing what was proper. Rabbi Lazar pasuk l'piskel ha'parshas mehalcha ba'atzal tayim yimacha mekara u'b'shiflus yodayim yidloif habayis. So it's ba'atzal tayim is just talking about the laziness. So, I mean, what do we mean the laziness? B'shvil atzlus shahayu lahem liYisrael shalei oskev v'tayra. Because the laziness that the Yisrael were not oisek in Tayra, nasa soynei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made mach. V'ein mach elonai. And mach is referring to that he was, meaning, when you made Hashem poor, meaning he wasn't going to help you. Shenemar v'um machu merkechav. And then when the pasuk says mikra, that's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, it's hamakara. Okay, that's called shenemar hamakara b'mayim al Yosef. So, because Klal Yisrael was being lazy with Torah, that's why Hashem wasn't going to save them, at least initially, from Haman's He would start from this pasuk. Asher amal yisluli Hashem shahayilanu yoymer no Yisrael. Luli Hashem shahayilanu bekomaleinu Adam. Adam v'loy melech. When he said the Asher amal is that Hashem should be with us, that was to save us. That was talking about when an Adam, meaning an Adam and not a melech, meaning referring to Haman. Haman wasn't a melech. He was just a regular Adam. Rava pasuk l'apiskol ha'parshas mehacha. Birvois tzadikim yismach ha'am is a Mordechai v'Esther. Having a tzadik in charge, everyone's happy. That's Mordechai and Esther. Tachsev ha'ir shushan tzahala v'samecha. Uv'maishol rasha, uv'imshol rasha, ye'anach ha'am. When the rasha is in charge, then everyone gets sad. Zeh ha'am. When Haman was the one in charge, that's what the pasuk in the Megillah says, that the Shushan was broken, not happy. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. Rav Masna would start from this pasuk. Kimi goy gadol asher lo yalikim kray v'melov. You just start off with that pasuk, not a real drasha. You just say, who's like this nation that Hashem is always close to you? It says, because Haman told Achashverosh that the Kosh Baruch Hu is far away from Klal Yisrael, and this pasuk is coming to tell you the opposite. Hashem is always close to Klal Yisrael. Rav Ashi Yomer Mehacha, Oy Hanisa Lekim, Oy Hanisa Lekim, Lavoy Lekachas Legoy Mekharav Goy, Masayis Baisayis Maisim Muchama. So he would start off with that pasuk, because it's talking about the Gulas Mitzrayim, and he would be Medama, the Gula that we had by Purim to the Gulas Mitzrayim, because they were both they both Mitzrayim and Haman were both punished that in the way that they tried to kill out Klal Yisrael. Okay, vayhi bimei Achashverosh. So, going back to the drushas that they were making on the Megillah, vayhi bimei Achashverosh, Amar Rav, vay vihi, woe and mourning. That's what vayhi is referring to. Hadol dachsiv, that's what the pasuk says, v'smakartem sham la'yevecha la'avadam l'shvachais. Their soul to our enemies for avadam and shvachais. Oh, it says that there was the ein kaina. The rest of the pasuk says that v'smakartem shalom yivechal avadim shvachas, and the ein kaina. There's no one to buy you, because Haman didn't want to sell them. He wanted to kill them. Ushmuel amar leimaastim v'gaaltim chaloisim leimaastim bimei yivanim. Right, not to destroy you. We weren't ma'ayus disgusted in the days of yivanim. V'gaaltim bimei nevuchanetzar, and nevuchanetzar also v'chaloisim bimei Haman. You know, all these things, I did not let them win you. I didn't let the Yavanim win you. I let the Nebuchadnezzar and then Haman and the Parsiim. Ki ani Hashem like Elokeihem. Because I'm Hashem. And what's that referring to? We made Goygu Magud. That was Yemais HaMashiach. Masnisa tanu lema'astim, we made Kazdim. Shemati lehem Daniel. Chanani Mishal Vazariah. And I didn't like writing in the days of Yavanim. Why? Shehamarati lehem Shimon Atzadik v'chashmoinoi uvanav u'matasyo kain gadol. Because I got for Klal Yisrael Shimon Atzadik and the Chashmonim to stand up for them. That was the Hanukkah story. V'chaloisa mimei Haman. And Achalosim is in the day of Hamas. Shehamarati lehem Mordechai v'Esther. V'hafer b'isita mimei Parsiim. Shehamarati lehem Shalbeis Rebbe v'chachmei Dairis. Kani Hashem alkeihem la'asid lavoi. And that's going on in the future. The Meis Mashiach, she'ain kol umav alashin yichaylo l'shleit b'hem. Meis Mashiach, no one's going to have any power over us. Rav Levi Amar Mehacha. V'mloy soy rishu as yosh v'yaretz. That's where, going back to, that's what he would start off with. The test. They say Rishas is words. So you're saying the same way that Hashem was telling them they shouldn't leave over anybody in Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't have rachmanos on anybody in Eretz Yisrael when they come to conquer Klal Yisrael. So that's what caused all this tsaros to Klal Yisrael, because the famous story that Shaul didn't kill Agag in the Mechama that he had with Amalek, and because he let him stay alive, that's what came, that Haman came out of Agag. Rav Chiya Amar Mehacha V'haya Kasher Dim Isi Lasos Lahem Es Lachem. He would start off with this pasuk. That I would do to you like what I would do to the nations. If you would not destroy the nations, then that's what's going to happen to you. So that's the same idea. Okay, Achashverosh. Now I'm going to darshan a little bit of what the name Achashverosh. It's a funny name, Achashverosh. Amar Rav Achiv Shel Reish, Uven Giloi Shel Reish. He was the brother of Reish and the same type of person of Reish. Achiv Shel Reish, Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha. He was the brother of Nebuchadnezzar. Shenikra Reish, because Nebuchadnezzar was called Reish. Shenemar Antu Reisha Di Dairin Bnei Anasha. Oh, that's okay. Antu Reisha Di Dahava. Ben Gilei Shel Reish, he was the Ben Gilei Shel Reish, who Harag. I mean, he was like the same type that Nebuchadnezzar killed. Who bikesh la'arig? And Achashverosh also wanted to kill. Who hechariv? Nebuchadnezzar was destroyed. Who bikesh la'achar? And Achashverosh tried to do that. Shneimar malchus Achashverosh betchilas malchus Achashverosh betchilas malchus leikas v'sitna yesh ve'yehudi v'yerushalayim. He said that he wrote these decrees out in the beginning of Achashverosh to try to kill out Klal Yisrael. Ushmuel Amr Shahushru Pinayim Shal Yisrael Biyam of Kishla Gedera. Achashverosh is referring to that the Pinayim Shal Yisrael, the faces of Yisrael, became darkened, like the bottom of a pot. Rabbi Yechon Amr Kosha Zeichrei Amr Achle Roshai. Anybody remembers Achashverosh? He is, he says, Oi, my head. Anybody remembers Achashverosh? That's what it says the name Achashverosh. Rav Chanina Amar Shahakol Nasim Rosh and Biyamav. He says the reason why he's called Achashverosh is because everybody was made poor in his days. Shanem Rav Yosef Melech Achashverosh Mas. He put a tax on them that made them poor. Hu Achashverosh? Hu Berishoi Mitchilosavat Seifei. When it says Hu Achashverosh, that's referring that he was a Rasha from beginning to end. From his beginning till his end. Who Esav? Same thing we have by Esav. Who Berisha mitchilas vatzayfay? Who Dosan vaaviram? Hein Berisha mitchilas vatzayfay. Anytime it says who, it's referring to that from the beginning till the end. They were that type. Who Hamelach Achaz? Who Berisha mitchilas vatzayfay? Same thing by Melach Achaz. Avram? Who Avraham? Who Vitzidka mitchilas vatzayfay? Avram also. He was a tzaddik from his beginning until his end. Who Aaron and Moshe? Hein Vitzidka mitchilas vatzayfay. V'David hu hakatan hu bekatnusay mitchilas vatzayfay. So David also, he was very humble from beginning until his end. Kesherj bekatnusay hikten atzma yetzel mishagaldim and betayor. The same when he was a smaller person, he wasn't the melech. He would be makdim himself by someone who is a gadol mimenu in Tyra. Kach b'malchusay hikten atzma yetzel mishagaldim mimenu b'chachma. So too, in his chachma, when he was a king, he would also be mocked in himself by someone who was greater than him in chachma. Hamaylech. So then the next part of the pasuk says Hamaylech. Hamaylech mehodi vaykosh. Amar Rav shemalach meatzmai. He was malach by himself. He was not, meaning he was not from the children of a king. He took over himself. Amilol l'shvach v'amilol gnai. Some say it's a shvach, some say gnai. Amilol l'shvach. Some say that no one was roy from Malchus besides him. He was so chashiv, even though he didn't come from the seed of a king, he still was able to be the king. The reason is that he wasn't even roy from Malchus. He gave a lot of money. He bought it off to become the king. Mehoidu v'ad Kush. Rabbi Shmuel Chadam or Hoidu b'Soif Ha'Elam, Kush b'Soif Ha'Elam. They say that Hoidu was on one end of the world and Kush was on the other side, end of the world. So he ruled over the entire world. V'Chadam or Hoidu v'Kush Gavi Hadadi Habu. Kaimi. No, someone says that no, they were right next to each other, the cities. Kishem Shemalach al Haidu v'Kush, and the drush is the same way that he was a king over Haidu and Kush. Kach Melech Misayif Ha'ilam Ad Saif. Also, he was a king over the entire world. Ki Yoitz B'davar Ata Omer, Ki Hu Roida B'chol Eiver Hanar, Mispaseach Vad Aza. Same thing that you have in this passage. Mitifsach V'ad Aza. It's like the same. Rav Shmuel Chadam Mitivsach B'Soif Ha'ilam, Aza B'Soif Ha'ilam. It's the same thing. These two cities, Mitivsach V'ad Aza. So one says that it means the same drasha, that one was at one end of the world and Az was on the other end of the world. So the same way he was ruled over those cities, he ruled over the entire world. That was a pasuk referring to Shlomo HaMelech, that he ruled over the entire world. Shav Medina, 127 nations. Amrav Chizda. Betchila Melech al Sheva. First he was Melech al 7. Lobasayif Melech al Esrim. Then he was Melech al 20. Lobasayif Melech al Meah. He gradually built up his Melucha. Al Meata Ushnechai Amram Sheva Ushleishim Ashana. When it says Amram's, how old Amram was, if it says 730 and 100. My Drash Tabei Shani Hacha the Krayi Seiruhu. Over here it's an extra pasuk. Mechdi Ksim Hegdavite Kush. Sheva Esrim Meah Medina Lamali. Shmamina Ladrasha. Since it already says he was a Melech of Rehoida and Kush, what does he have to say? 127 nations. So since it says 127 nations, it's obviously coming for a drasha, and the drasha is like what he said, that first he was Melech over 7, then 20, and then 100. Okay, we'll stop.